Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of the Almighty God. Our Lord Jesus is wonderful. He is more than wonderful. He is more than precious. He is more than anything in this world. Hallelujah. I never stop to praise Him. I never stop to love Him. I never stop to serve Him because He is my life. He is my everything to me. He is my God. He is my beautiful Jesus. He is my everything to me. Bless His holy name forever and ever, for wisdom and might is He. Who is like unto God? Nobody is like unto God. Hallelujah. Many others that come to, they think they come to meet the same with Jesus, but Jesus is the number one. Hallelujah. Jesus is our God. Jesus is a wonderful, blessed Lord forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Hallelujah. Tonight I'd like to preach to you about the kingdom to be taken by violence. Hallelujah. Go in and get the kingdom of God and claim it. Hallelujah. Because we are living in this time, which is the last days, and we need to claim the kingdom. We need to be closer to God. We need to be closer to our families. We need to witness to our families. We need to tell people about Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. We don't have much time, but the Lord, you know, if we are faithful to Him, God is going to meet every need. You believe that? Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 32, let us open our Bibles in Genesis chapter 32. And in that particular chapter, it's about Jacob. But then we're going to see how that man had a tremendous experience with God. And I want everyone tonight to have the same experience too. I want you to be close to God these last days that you never be before. Hallelujah. Get closer. Love Him with all your heart. Love Him with all your soul. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Keep Him. Keep God in your mind. Hallelujah. Have the mind of Christ in you. Hallelujah. Because without Him, there is nothing we can do. But when we have Jesus, we can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. Christ that strengthens you. Hallelujah. He is our Lord. He is a beautiful Jesus, our God, creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Have you got the scripture there, Genesis chapter 32? Mm-hmm. Read it. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched his hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, the name shall be called no more. Did you notice over here? It says, the name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Hallelujah. Let's pray before the Lord. Just ask Him, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Almighty God, precious Lord, we come before you. And we pray, Lord God, tonight as we open your holy word, as we read your scriptures, Lord God, we pray that you give us, Lord Jesus, an understanding, Lord God, that you touch our hearts, Father. Lord, open our hearts and open our minds, Lord Jesus, to see what the Spirit of the Lord has to tell us tonight, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you use me miraculously tonight, Lord. Let your beautiful spirit be upon me, Lord God. Lord, in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. A double portion of your spirit, Lord God. I want your spirit, my Jesus. I want your presence, Lord God, to be upon me, my Jesus. I want your spirit, Lord God, to be, Father. I want you, my God, to take control, Lord God, out of my mouth, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Take control, Lord God, out of my body, Lord God. And use me, Father, for your glory. Use me, Father, for your name's sake, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, touch us tonight, Lord God. Jesus, move with your spirit, Lord God, in this place tonight, Lord. Oh, we depend upon you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Almighty God, we depend upon you, Lord God. Touch everyone, Lord God, tonight in this place, Lord. Whatever the need is, Lord. Whatever the need, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch us, Father. Lord, fulfill your God our needs, Lord God Almighty. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Jesus. In the name which is above every name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jacob, he was a desperately man, a man, a fearful man because what he'd done before. And then he found out that 400 warriors, they were coming against him. And Esau, his brother, was the leader of that band. And I don't know, in his mind, he probably thought that they're going to wipe me out. They're going to kill me. I don't know what's going to happen. Look, I've got my family here. I've got my children. I've got my wives. I've got everything here. But there's 400 men, and then Esau, he's a very wild man. And what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to wipe me out. And then the Bible says that he stood back and he prayed. He prayed before the Lord, and he wanted to touch the Lord. He wanted to see what the Lord has to tell him. And then the Bible says that he was wrestling with a man. He was wrestling with the angel of the Lord. He was wrestling with somebody there. It was, I don't know, was the Lord himself, an angel of the Lord, a man. But he was wrestling there. And the prevailed. Oh, yes, he was wrestling forth and back and 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 forth. And then when the day was break, it was coming to the end, that break all night, the Bible says that he was weeping and he was wrestling to the man he was a desperately man. He wanted to know about his future. He wanted to know about his family. He wanted to know about the salvation with his God. He wanted to know about what's going to happen to him. He was wrestling there and he was travailing before God. And as he was wrestling there, the Bible tells us it was the time for the day of break. And then the man said to him, the angel of the Lord said to him, says, let me go, because it's the day of break now. And Jacob said to him, I will not let you go. I will not let you go till you bless me, till you touch me, till I feel something from God. I don't want you to go till you bless me. And then the Bible tells me that the angel of the Lord touched his thigh, touched him. From that time on, Jacob wasn't the same man. And then he goes on to say, he says, what is your name? What is your name? He says, my name is Jacob. But the problem with him, it wasn't Esau. The problem with it wasn't him, because God can go before that. He can touch Esau, and then nothing can happen to Jacob. The problem with him, it wasn't Esau. It wasn't unbelief. It wasn't anything else. The problem with Jacob was it was him himself, because he was still the same man. He hasn't changed. He's still the same man. If you know the name of Jacob, is liar. It's a what's the other word for it? Placenta. Deceiver. Yes, he was a deceiver and a liar. He was a man. He was deceiving his father. He deceived his brother. And then he went and went away. But the angel of the Lord said, from now on, I don't want you to be, your name is not going to be Jacob. And this is the second time This is the second time that somebody else asked him, what is your name? The first time it was his father. He says, who are you? What is your name? And then he goes on to say, I'm Esau. And he wasn't Esau at all. Because he was a liar. He was a splendor. He was a man. He was a man that he wanted the birthright. He wanted the birthright. Then didn't want to cost him anything. And it wasn't his. It's supposed to be his brother. But somehow the things that change around. And then they ask him, what is your name? He says, my name is Jacob. This is the second time Jacob, somebody asked him, what is your name? And he says, from now on, your name is going to be Israel. Because you wrestle with the Lord. You wrestle with the angel of the Lord. Because you wrestle and then you prevail. And then you prevail not. And because you wrestle. And because you're now from now on, you're going to be a different man. You're going to be a prince. You're not going to be Jacob anymore. You're going to be Israel. And from that time on, he was a man. And he was changed man, sense of God. Because God has changed him. God has touched him. God has touched him. And he gave him a new name. And he gave him a new future. And he gave him a new life. Hallelujah. Because he knew if he didn't want to go and wrestle with a man, with a man of God, if Esau come along and wipe him off, he would have killed him. He would have killed his family. He would kill his children for the bloodline to go through Esau again. But he realized, I've got something to do. I've got to do that for my family. I've got to do that for my children. I've got to do that for myself. My future is in here. My future is in stake. My future is there. I want my God to be my God. I want to have a new life. I want to have a new future. I want to have eternal life. You say I want to touch God. I don't care. I don't care if the break of day. But I want something. I want to be blessed by God. I want to be a new man. I want to be a new person. I want to be a new woman. I want to be a new person. Hallelujah. Touch me tonight. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Jesus. I want to be a new person tonight, Lord Almighty Jesus. I don't want to be the same again. I don't want to come through those doors and I come out again to be the same. I want to be a different person. I want to be a different saint of God. I want to have Jesus in me, the hope of glory. I want to have the power of God in me. I want to have the power of God. Because you're going to have the power of God in you. And you're going to have a favor with man. And if you do that sense of God, you're going to have power with God. And you're going to have a favor with man. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, you're going to have favor with man. Wherever you go, because you have power of God. Wherever you go, you're going to have favor with man. Doors are going to open for you. God's going to be with you. Hallelujah. Doors never going to be shut for you. They're going to be open for you. And whatever you walk through, you and I walk through, hallelujah to God, and God's going to be with you, and the power of God's going to be with you, because Jesus is the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, and the Omnipresent God, hallelujah. Jacob is no more Jacob. I don't want to be called anymore Jacob. I want to be called Israel, because I wrestled with God, and now I'm a changed man. I am a man of integrity. I am a man that I have God in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you believe, saints of God, that? Can you say amen to that? Clap your hands on you. Voice of triumph. Shout out to God with a voice of praise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was a man, he was a singer, he was a very popular man. And wherever he was going, the paparazzi were around the corner. They were clipping photos. They were here and there clipping photos. And he had no peace, that guy. He had no peace. And then, I know what I'm going to do, he says. I'm going to get a driver. And whatever, I just hop into my limousine and the driver would take me wherever I want to go. Doesn't matter what the driver was taking there. Again, paparazzis were there, clipping. Everybody wanted his autograph. He says, "I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have bodyguards." So he got two or three bodyguards, and then the bodyguards would try to shoot those paparazzis away. But still, he had no peace in his life. His house, he was with a big fence around. He had cameras. He had everything. Nobody could get into his house. Nobody could get in. Nobody could touch him outside there. Nobody. Because once he got into his car, his bodyguards, and then from his car, he was going to his house, and nobody has got. But then, next morning, he got up, and he went to his computer. His face, whatever you call it, pushed a few buttons, and all his enemies were there in the computer. You might have the enemies outside there. We might shoot them away, but it's some inner mind sense of God. Unless we have that mind of Christ in us, unless we have the mind, unless we give over the mind of us in Jesus, we always have a battle in our mind. The enemy is going to come to our minds and it's going to try to defeat us. The enemy is going to try to defeat us. The same, the enemy was trying to defeat Jacob, which was Israel. He didn't have any, you know, God is able for our enemies to be scattered, hallelujah, because of his power, because of what God can do with his power. When we pray, the enemy can be shooted away, but somehow us, in our minds and in our souls, what about what we think, what we say, what we got to do? But the battle is in the mind. By saints of God, we need to have the power of God in us. We need to have power, and amen. We need to pray and have the power of God in us, and when we have the power of God in us, hallelujah, then we can do something. The enemies, we got to shed it, and then God's going to give us power, and he's going to give us favor with all men, hallelujah. You want people to like you. You want people to say, there is a Christian that goes there, there's a man of God goes there, there's another saint of God go there. You want people to like you and to say that's a Christian guy. You can have that favor tonight in the Lord. You can have that power of God tonight in the Lord. You can have that, hallelujah, in Hosea chapter 2 and verse, Hosea chapter 12 and verse 4. Who likes to read that scripture? Hosea chapter 12 and verse 4. Just look up in Hosea chapter 12 verse 4, please. He had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept. He wept. And he had power over the angel. You know, the angels, the Bible says, we are made a little longer than the angels. Man is made lower than the angels. That angel could have killed him with one blow. One angel, the Bible says, 185 people got that they killed in the Old Testament. 185,000 people. One angel. What a power the angels have. But he wept and he prevailed and he wrestled. And he wrestled all night. He wrestled and he prevailed and wept because he wanted something from God. He wanted something from God, that man. And saints of God, if you want something from God, you need to wrestle. You need to whip. We need to whip. You man, you need to whip sometimes too. Don't leave the crying and the whip up to the women. You men, you need to whip with tears. You need to seek God with tears. We need to kneel down and say, Lord, I love you with all of my heart, and I want my family to be saved, and I want my future to be in your hands, and I want my children to be saved, to make it to the kingdom of God. Weep before God, tears to come down. Don't let the tears bother you, because one day the Lord will wipe our tears away. Hallelujah. He wipes our tears away. If you need something from God, God is able to fulfill the desire of your heart. Just don't have a shallow experience, but get in there and say, Lord, here I am. I want to be healed. I want the Holy Spirit. I want to have power with you. I want to have favor with man. I want your spirit, my Lord. I want to have power with you, my Lord. I want to be healed, my Jesus. I want my children to be saved. I want my husband to be saved. I want my auntie to be saved. I want my uncle to be saved. I want this, Lord. Lord, whatever. Well, let your will be done in my life. I want you, my God, to be more and more in me. I want more Holy Spirit in me from you, my beautiful Jesus. Seek after the Lord. Tell the Lord what you want. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is able. Hallelujah. Those that are taking the kingdom of God by violence and the violence by force. We need to take the kingdom of God by force. You know, the kingdom of God is not just meat and drink, but it's power. It's power. Hallelujah. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Power and joy in the Holy Ghost. Just get in there and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I pray for my family. Lord, I pray for my children. Lord, I pray for this. I pray for that. What a need, Lord Jesus. Lord, pray in the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord. I want to have power with you, Jesus. And I want to have a favor with all men. Hallelujah. And God's going to give you the desires of your heart, because He is His will when we cry unto Him, when we wrestle with Him, when we go before Him and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. Lord, come unto me, Lord Jesus, because I need you. I'll die without you. My beautiful God, just call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of Jesus, because He's worthy to be praised. Bless His beautiful holy name. Bless the beautiful holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are not more Jacob. You, from now on, you're going to be Israel. Israel. Because you fought with the Lord and prevailed. And now you, Israel, a prince. You're a prince of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are hungry and thirsty after righteousness, God is able to fulfill the desires of your heart. If you are hungry and thirsty, God is able to do it for you. God is able. God is able. Let's stand tonight in the presence of the Almighty God. You need something from the Lord. God is able to fulfill the desires of your heart.